Greetings, this is Paige Estritori from Financial Services Online, presenting you with the Daily Financial Services News Wrap for Saturday, June 8, 2024. We start with workers' compensation news. In Queensland, WorkCover has announced a 4% rise in premiums for the upcoming financial year. The aim of this gradual increase is not only to avoid drastic jumps, but also to sustain competitiveness within the Australian market. Interestingly, despite facing global issues such as a stark increase in claims related to mental injuries, Queensland remains resilient. This steadfastness is in part credited to the use of $2.5 billion from investment reserves in the past decade to subsidize premiums. Acting CEO David Havid-Hilly underscores this system's unique tailoring to individual businesses and applauds its rewards for good safety records, attesting to Queensland's dual commitment to economic stability and workforce welfare. But while Queensland makes progressive strides, neighboring New South Wales grapples with a significant hike of 8% in premiums. In related industry news, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority has announced it will cease Dixon Advisory's membership this month, causing ripples of concern throughout the financial advice sector. The SMSF Association forewarns of a potential burden on financial advisors and advocates for government intervention to rigorously shield the sector's stability. Financial Advice Association CEO Sarah Abood, too, calls for a reassessment with concerns over complexities, including the future involvement of Dixon's parent company and fears of industry exits escalating costs for consumers. In more urgent developments, we turn to a court case unfolding in New South Wales, where Haneen Asfaw's bank accounts have been provisionally frozen following allegations of fraud and counterfeit medical invoices. Here, we're reminded yet again of the critical vigilance required to combat insurance fraud in our industry. Lastly, on the education front, Australian university graduates face a stark 4.7% uptick in their HEECS help debts from the start of this month, with over 3 million individuals affected in an environment of escalating living costs across the nation. Many graduates are now being forced to rethink their financial strategies. Controversy stirs regarding the repercussions this may have on the future of higher education and the efficacy of current financial aid mechanisms. That brings us to the end of today's wrap. Remember to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for further updates and analysis on these stories and many more in the finance and insurance sector. This is Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bidding you a good day.